to 6 p.m. at the Roundhouse Community Center in Yaletown, Vancouver, to find out what adventures await you.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Harmonic hooligans, we're gonna be your three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m., we're here for Music Time, CITR 101.9.
Okay, you are listening to 101.9 CITR. As you just heard, this is the new part, the Parts Unknown show, and I hope that everybody is well. I am Chris, got lots of wonderful stuff, and it begins with this.
His name is Paul Revere.
Gord Lightfoot, Canada's most incredible singer.
I got married to the widow next door.
Kate Kellen produces, Gord sings every song ever written. A remarkable 379 album set, complete with music and lyrics, so you can sing along as Gord sings every song ever written. You get Midnight in Moscow, Bits and Pieces, and Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. One Mona Mara, Mac the Knife, and Happy Birthday! Now, for the first time, a special offer of unreleased Gord Lightfoot versions of some of the great songs of all time.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the beast.
You get the Soviet Dash Line from Polka Time, Jesus Joy of Man's Desiring, and of course, Gord's own 76 trombone.
76 trombone, the big
Gord Lightfoot, a legend in his own time.
Gord is close behind.
Gord sings every song ever written, only $4.99. Tape cassette, $6.99. That's tape cassette, $6.99. Available everywhere.
Upon the bitter green she walked, the hills above the town echoed to her footsteps as soft as eiderdown. Waiting for her master to kiss away her tears, waiting through the years. Bitter green, they called her, walking in the sun, loving everyone that she met. Bitter green, they called her, sun, waiting for someone to take her hand. Some say he was a sailor who died away at sea. Some say he was a prisoner who never was set free. Lost upon the ocean, he died there in the mist, dreaming of her kiss. Bitter green, they called her, walking in the sun, loving everyone that she met. Bitter green, they called her, waiting in the sun, waiting for someone to take her home. But now the bitter green is gone, the hills have turned to rust. There comes a weary stranger, his tears fall in the dust. Kneeling by the churchyard in the autumn mist, dreaming of a kiss. Bitter green, they called her, walking in the sun, loving everyone that she met. Bitter green, they called her, waiting in the sun, waiting for someone to take her hand. Bitter green, they called her, walking in the sun, loving everyone that she met. Bitter green, they called her, waiting in the sun, waiting for someone to take her hand.
You're listening to 101.9 CITR. We, as Canadians, have lost a legend. Gordon Lightfoot passes on at the age of 84 last week. And there's so many memories I have of Gordon Lightfoot. My mom and dad were not the biggest Gordon Lightfoot fans, but media, everything that I had watched in my life seemed to be inspired even a little bit by the music and the man that was Gordon Lightfoot. SCTV, I just played a little snippet of a commercial that they did as a kind of spoofing of the very prolific songwriting abilities of Mr. Gordon Lightfoot. That was a impression that I think Rick Moranis does, singing like Gordon Lightfoot, and he sang every song in the world. It's kind of like that, isn't it? And another thing about Gordon Lightfoot that I remember, there is this documentary of a tour that Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell and Gordon Lightfoot all did together. And I can't, it's something about a train, but I can't think of it, what it's called. Something, a Rock and Roll Express. Maybe that's it. Anyway, there is this scene where Joni Mitchell is rehearsing one of her favorite and famous songs, Coyote, with, I believe, Roger McGuinn of the Byrds. I believe Roger McGuinn was in the Byrds, and Bob Dylan. And they're rehearsing this song, Coyote, and in the back, smoking, is Gordon Lightfoot. And he looks totally like my dad. Like, oh my gosh. It's like, how did you get in this room, Dad? It wasn't him. It was Gordon Lightfoot. That was Bitter Green. I love his songs. I've always been a fan of his songwriting, but I also love bands covering Gordon Lightfoot songs, and I'm going to get into a couple of them. There is a cover that the McCrackens, this egg chicken-themed Vancouver punk outfit, had, where they did a cover of Bitter Green, that song. And it's really, really good. It's on YouTube. I was going to play it, but I wanted to play something originally sung by Gordon Lightfoot. And then at the end of the hour of 1 o'clock and of 2 o'clock, I'll get into some bands that covered the music of Gordon Lightfoot. In the meantime, I have an interview that I'm going to do with Moonlight Years, a band that is a six-member outfit, priding themselves in only the finest rock and roll. And two of the six members of the band joined me. I joined them. My daughter and I went to one of their houses by the hospital, and it was a nice event. Randy and Etienne hosted us, and they couldn't have been nicer. Funny story. So the person that set this interview up is named Miguel, and Miguel is in the band. And in the middle of the interview, I was thinking to myself, well, where's Miguel? Miguel wasn't even part of the interview. Crazy. All right. I also have a world premiere of a band called Dark Recollection, and you will be waiting a little bit. Please be patient for the world premiere. I'm going to play it at the top of next hour, and it's super fabulous. It is a project of my friend. I've known Anju Singh for a very, very long time. She was in, and probably continues to be, in the band Anna, which is the thrashiest, meanest sounding metal that you would ever hear. But there is a new musical direction that Andrew is taking, and it's fantastic. I'm going to get into that around the beginning of 2 o'clock, but first, let's play this chat that I did with Randy and Etienne of the band Moonlight Years. This is the Parts Unknown show. I am here in a very lovely, the atmosphere in this house is off the charts. There are clouds above me, inside the house, a very antique looking and I bet wonderful sounding piano, the amplifiers, guitars, and members of the band Moonlight Years. Now, I want to say welcome. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for coming over.
Oh, my pleasure. I had known of you through Luke Rogers of the band Ghost Meat.
Yeah.
That he was telling me that I should be listening to the music of Moonlight Years. Have you known Luke for quite some time?
Luke, yeah. No, Ben Rogers, played with Ben Rogers and his
sure.
with me.
And your name, sir?
Randy.
Yes, Kramer. And you were at Tien? Yes. Awesome, please.
Ben Rogers, Luke Rogers, yeah, known him for around like 10-ish years now.
Right on.
Yeah.
Were you ever in bands with those guys?
Actually, Dan over there.
Hi, Dan.
I played with Ben Rogers and... Yeah, those brothers are awesome musicians, good guys.
Right on. And your the origin story, what are the bands that you have been playing with before Moonlight Years?
Oh,
if you could indulge.
I've always loved watching these guys play. It's been my dream to join their bands.
Oh, right on. What instrument do you play?
I play guitar.
Oh, fantastic. How long have you been a band?
Ooh, 4 years.
4 years.
Oh,
yeah. 2019.
We're going with 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right on. Can I tell a quick story? So I played the song Friend of Mine off your self-titled release on my show. Okay. And I was playing it. And I got a tap on the window of the booth outside. Mm-hmm. And the guy was pointing up. Like the speaker, and he was listening to it, and then he gave a thumbs up. And he loved it. He loved your song. So I've never had that ever in the history of like where someone is like, "Man, this stuff is great." So how is this happening? How are you guys so good?
Good influences.
I guess so. Yeah. Please indulge me in these influences.
We play vintage. Here and
we like the classics.
Classics, yeah.
Stones, Beatles. We don't judge against those guys.
No.
Yeah. We make our own boundaries, I guess. Like we set limitations within our instruments. So we're not gonna play. I mean, Nick's keyboards are like he has Mellotron and shit.
Yeah. Try to keep it as old school as possible.
We try to keep everything old school. Old drum kit. Boom, boom. Got
old guitars, old amps.
Yeah, Rickenbackers, 60s guitars, 60s guitar amps.
Is there a collection of bands in Vancouver that you might be embracing for some scene of the dark-rooted rock and roll that I hear when I'm clicking on your tunes? I feel that there's a Lady Hawk vibe, a Black Mountain, perhaps. Is there an association?
Guys.
Has there been some playing with?
I played with Black Mountain. I had a band when I was like 22, Vancouver, the Green Hour band.
Oh, of course.
Opened with, Black Mountain. We're friends with those guys for a while.
Oh, that's
all those guys.
Always playing psych music and hanging out with this psychedelic scene, trying to find bands and making a community with those bands, right?
Yeah.
It becomes a brotherhood because you want to seek those bands out and then play shows and make that type of music.
yeah,
popular within the city.
The Green Hour Band, I was quite a, yeah. I've really enjoyed the music of the Green Hour yeah. Band. When did that band decide to call it quits? If it, in
it
fact,
kind of
did.
Fell apart.
Bands, man.
Yeah. You release an album, and then the next day, just like, everyone quits.
Well, was that the story?
Well, everyone moved to London, and then tried to make it there. I was like, hey, who's buying my plane ticket? Like, I'm okay. I'll just stay here, I guess.
So you never
made
the trip?
I just made another band. Yeah.
Huh. So is the Green Hour Band something else, like in London?
No, they kind of fell apart.
That is a shame. Can you tell me the it happens?
I was a key member, I guess.
Yeah, well, you were the backbone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How long was the process of the latest release? And it has been out for a few months now?
It took us 3 years to make this.
Oh, jeez.
Like, we made it. You talk about songwriting and recording. We recorded this album twice.
Oh, jeez.
So I first used like an 8-track machine. We recorded a whole album almost. Like, and then we listened to it back, like, this ain't good enough. And then
wow.
I bought another 4-track tape machine, and I'm like, oh, this we're sounding good here. Yeah. And then I was like,
a lot of it's alive off the floor.
Yeah, it's live on the floor right below us in the basement.
Right on.
Yeah.
The acoustics were good.
Yeah, you work it out. You work with the room. You don't want to go beyond your scope.
Yeah.
What the room offers, right?
Well, was past bands recording like that, just play and record, and the results will be good?
Past bands I've been, mostly studios, but after like the Green Hour Band, I went to audio engineering school, then I just wanted to record my own music.
Yeah.
So we got these guys, and yeah. Yeah.
Did you go to the audio engineering school on East 2nd there in Maine?
Art Institute.
Oh, okay.
Vancouver, which used to be called, I forgot the name of it. It used to be called something.
Me too. I think
it's the same building.
We might be talking about the same place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Renfrew.
Was there an album release for this album?
Yeah, the Cobalt.
Oh, right on. How did it feel?
It was good. It sold out.
Great.
Oh.
And yeah, it was packed. The vibe was amazing.
Yeah, it's more than we expected.
Yeah, we expected like 50 people.
Oh.
Yeah.
And got lots, 10 times that.
Lots came out.
Yeah.
Four times. I don't think it's like a 300-person room.
It was, yeah, fifth, three.
We had a couple guys there with us that helped it, packed it out.
Right on. Did you ever play there before when it was scuzzier than it was? Maybe it is.
I don't think they changed much.
Honestly. No.
They like, lengthened the
still
stage.
Dark and the, black.
Washrooms are still brutal?
Washrooms are nice.
Oh, what?
That's the only thing they did, I think.
Oh, okay.
Change the washrooms.
Oh, that's good. They still have the pool, the billiard, the table.
Oh, I don't know. So. They took that.
Everything's gone now.
Yeah.
that's a shame. Any tour plans for this album and any future endeavors with the next songs that you are concocting?
We're going to just record more, probably.
We take it day to day.
Huh?
Focus on recording.
Sure.
The art form of
this
recording.
They will continue to record. We got a couple more minutes on this interview, so why don't we go back to this wonderful little chat that I had with Randy and Etienne of the band. Moonlight Years. They have a new album out that's self-titled, and I'll get into some music after we get to the final bit of the chat. This is 101.9 CITR still.
The
next songs that you are concocting?
I mean,
We're gonna just record more, probably.
Take it day to day. Focus on recording.
Sure.
The art form of
this album's more. Just to put our music out there, probably. Yeah. We want a tour, but we need more traction as it goes.
Sure.
Just release more music.
Yeah,
we got tons of songs.
Yeah. Oh, right on.
I would say we're gonna record a double LP next because we have like 20 other songs.
Right on.
Actually, our album release, we didn't even play our album.
We played a lot of new songs.
Yeah, it's like, we played like two songs off our album. And
where people like play the album? It's like no, we're doing nothing but the new stuff.
We're so fresh that it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
We played stuff we were enjoying at the time. So it was like,
that's awesome. Yeah. Why are your tunes not on Bandcamp? Why is the tracks off the new album? I went on Moonlight Years, all the past albums, all there, Adorn, I'm playing the songs and I'm enjoying them, but I have to go all the way to YouTube to find the whole album.
We're caught up in that Spotify game.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still not playing that game.
It's kind of weird where you have to distribute to multiple platforms.
Yeah.
I'd rather focus on one in particular than...
Good.
Okay, we got Bandcamp. Oh, got to update that.
Deezer and it like, yeah.
I'd rather just focus on one. Huh. Make music, put it out.
Yeah.
Most people are on Spotify, I assume.
Except one person.
And yeah, I could almost be there too. But Bandcamp's nice, though. We should put it up there.
Yeah, I respect Bandcamp.
Yeah, I like it too.
I have albums up there.
I was listening to today. Kingfisher's albums only on Bandcamp.
There you go.
Yeah, I was listening to that one.
Who did the artwork of the self-titled release?
That's our friend Venus. Yeah.
Oh, right on. It's really fabulous. This very retro prog rock album art. Any chance in enlisting him for other art projects?
Oh yeah, he's a good buddy of ours. So he'll be with us.
He did
forever. He did the
projections of our show and stuff. So
right on.
Animations and. Yeah,
he's an old friend. He'll be with us for however long.
Yeah. Awesome.
He's a member.
Everyone's a member of this. Yeah. It takes a team to get this stuff going.
Awesome. Thank you so much for this. I wish you well in your future songs and your future recordings.
Yeah, thanks.
Take care. At my back.
That was a fantastic song called Through the Gate from the band that I just played, Moonlight Years, and the band, at least two members of the six-member band that I chatted with, Randy and Etienne. Thank you very much for your time, and thank you for the music. I really like that song, and I like this too. This, at least one member of this band, Luke, told me about Moonlight Years. It is none other than Luke Rogers from the band Ghost Meat, who has a new album out too. From which is familiar, this is a song called Kisse Manitou Weo on the Parts Unknown show on 101.9 CITR.
If I wrote a song for you, sing it the best I could do, would it make you want to stay? Would it make a difference in any way? We could rise out of flames, try this all the same. Would it all be in vain when we shack? Thank you.
He keeps hitting home runs, this Ben Brown character. He is in an instrumental band that I can't think of right now. He's also in a band called Cast. And he's also in this band called Idle Moon, which with some very accomplished and talented musicians. This instrumental, it's kind of funky, but it's so great in my, well, I think that it's common knowledge that it's pretty awesome. That was from the album Nomad, a tune called The Long Survival. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed brand new Lightning Dust. Their new album is called Nostalgia Killer. That was Different War. Had some Ghost Meat, many Rogers, musicians with Rogers as their last name. They might not be related, but their last name is Rogers. Nonetheless, they're in a band called Ghost Meat, Kisse Manitou Weyo from the Witch's Familiar album and Moonlight Years. Had the song Through the Gate. Thank you so much to Randy and Etienne for your time and your words. We go on to brand new Night Court. Uh-oh, friends of the show. Night Court are a three-piece featuring Jeff Lee and Amalore and John. I believe John is the other member. And he's so nice. And why? He's the one that makes the least amount of noise. The other ones are very chatty. And they chat so much on this new album. The last two albums were called Nervous Birds. One was Nervous Birds 1 and Nervous Birds 2. And I thought Nervous Birds 3 was going to come out, but they are shedding that. And now they are humans, and they are definitely out of control on 101.9 CITR. This is Night Court, not the TV show, the very much better than the TV show, even though I am a super fan of that show. They are better. This is Night Court. Patient was I waiting for new music from Lawrence, Kansas's Sweeping Promise, and it's been 3 years. But this band and Night Court and a couple others kept me well satiated during the COVID times. Well, they're back and they are better than ever, and they are coming to town in September. I will tell you more about that when September comes. This is a tune from Sweeping Promises called Eraser. The album is called Good Living is Coming for You.
My eraser, my eraser, I can't face her.
She's a bitch. She's so bitch. My eraser.
Amazing job. I am on a tight schedule here. That was Plastic Act from their self-titled release called Turning Blue. Fantastic stuff. Also fantastic from Australia, The Particles, Family Life, from an album called 1980s Bubblegum. Also from Australia, some classic stuff from Primo, a tune called Bronte Blues, Sweeping Promises, new stuff, yes. Night Court, new stuff, yes. Old stuff from Elvis Presley. Do you know that he did a cover of a Gordon Lightfoot song, and it's pretty fantastic. Enjoy. In a second, you're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Three, four, one. In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, and aching in my heart, and my pockets full of sand. I'm a long ways from home, and I miss my loved one so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. Where I'm out here on the grass, where the pavement never grows, where the liquor tasted good, and the women all were fast. There she goes, my friend, she's rolling out at last. Hear the mighty engines roll, see the silver wing on high. She's winging a whistle bound, far above the clouds she flies, where the morning rain don't fall, sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and drunk as I might be. Plane, like you can a freight train. So I must be on my way in the early morning. So I best be on my way.
The rainforest from which their name derives, the steady beat of the West Coast can be found within the sound of Carmana. From muddy blues funk to light soaring melodies, Carmana creates music that curves and tumbles through valleys and over peaks, guiding the listeners on a celebratory sonic journey. Carmana is a band from Victoria, BC, and they are performing at the Biltmore Cabaret in Vancouver on May 12th. Tickets can be found at admitone.com.
I go to sleep. I feel like I'm gonna dream tonight. Big bad ones, you know? The kind you like.
is a lot of music out there, but only some is strange enough for you. My name is B, and on SlimeWire, I do the work for you, picking out freaky tunes to rule your nighttime world. So check it out, every Wednesday at 10 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
The world premiere of Dark Recollections track very, very soon. But first, this is a little track not by Dark Recollections to begin the 2 o'clock hour of the Parts Unknown show. This gentleman has been in the scene for so long. I remember a Music Waste, or it was some kind of festival in Vancouver, and it was late at night, and I was at the Waldorf, and the Waldorf had a little kind of side lounge off to the left, and Vincent Parker was just doing DJ stuff, and it was really cool. He was dancing to what he was playing. It was fantastic. That's Vincent Parker, brand new stuff from this little project and this album called Chubin. Is it like Chugalin? I don't know. I'm going to ask John Fogarty about that. If Chubin and Chugalin are very similar, who knows? Snips Wiggle is the track that you heard from a very talented DJ Vincent Parker on 101.9 CITR. Drum roll, please. Your patience has been more than appreciated, and I apologize for making the listener wait so long. Dark Recollection have a brand new track, and this is the work of Anju Singh, who has been my friend for the longest time. I remember Anju had a space, it was a practice space maybe, but it was also a art space where bands could thrash about. And I know that I saw Anna, Anju's band, there long, long time ago. But it was one of the places that I did an album release. What was it called? It was The Secret Space. That was what it was called. And I proposed marriage to my wife at the time, and it was a very magical situation. Andrew has been so great. And Andrew did the sound of my wedding, did the provided the acoustics for the party afterwards. So thank you so much to Andrew. And thank you for being patient, Death Angel, 8.5 minutes of dark recollection. This is a musical detour for Andrew, but with every project that Andrew's been in, I've loved. Let's hear this track now on the Parts Unknown show.
Thank you.
Aster Dawn, friend of the show, has the new EP Heresy and the track Circle of Destiny. Fantastic job from Aster Dawn. And also fantastic was the very nice and powerful track Death Angel from Dark Recollection. You will hear more from that project and from other projects from Miss Anju Singh, a friend and hopefully friend of the show. It's Verboten Festival this weekend, and I know that I probably won't be going. I haven't been to shows that much, and you would be surprised to know that in the last few years, one of the things that I went to, and it was like last week, was the opera, and it was fantastic. Shout out to Amanda Pizzuto for taking me to see the Flying Dutchman. It was amazing. And also amazing is, I'm sure, the Verboten Festival that is going to have a whole bunch of great bands that I have never heard of. Lots that I have. And I'm going to get into one that I do not know, but it seems that this performer is quite a big deal. Right on the front, right at the top of the poster, is this project's name, Drab Majesty, from Los Angeles, California. Hasn't come out with much new music, but whatever. I wanted to play this one song. I knew you were going to make me work for this. Oh, it was it No Rain. Oh, no, No Rain. And then, yes. Okay, now, how about I just go like this? Drab Majesty and their song, Oxy. There it is. Oxy. Oxytocin. I don't know if that is a play on OxyContin. It probably is. Let's see if I can try to find this track, and then you will love it. Oh, Tocin, very good. On the Parts Unknown show on 101.9 CITR. Enjoy Drab Majesty playing Verboten Festival this May 12th to the 24th at the Rickshaw, Green Auto, and Vault venues. Enjoy.
to the burbs. Time for body shots. Three bears laid out on a table at White Spot.
I love that song so much. Ah, Jacuzzi, My Stonewall. Oh, these names, Jeff, that you name your songs. I have no idea what Jacuzzi, My Stonewall would mean. But you're the brilliant artist. I am just a cog in the radio music playing machine. That is Devours playing May 18th. My mom would be 82 years old. And if she was still with us, she would lock arms with me and go to the Fox Theater to see Devours and the album release for Homecoming Queen. Go to it. Next week, I might have special guest. I don't know who, but maybe. Anyway, Devour is also playing the Verboten Festival, and I don't know which venue Jeff's going to be playing at. Is it the Rickshaw? I bet. Green Auto or the Vault? Many great bands like Patriarchy, Xanius, Contravoid, Void Vision, Panther Modern. I know none of these bands. Underpass. I know Underpass. Friend of the show. I also know Monashi. And Monashi will be playing the Verboten Festival. I must pick my daughter up from theater class right now. So I'm cutting the show short. I don't want to be late to pick up my little sweetums. But I'd like to end this show off with Monashi, friend of the show, a immense talent. This is a track called The Pattern. I just saw it on Monashi's Bandcamp site. It's been released for a little bit now. I want to play it to end off this Verboten heavy show. Go to it. Go see Devours on the 18th of May. And just enjoy your day. I will talk to you next week with brand new music and a hot new upcoming guest. Take care.
Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.